This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Here's what's going to happen. I am going to have to fix you, manage you to, on a more personal scale, a more micro form of management. What is that called?
Microgerment.
Boom. Yes.
It's Mike Schoep.
What is your name, sir?
I am Bill Buttlicker.
And the Bulldog.
Really, that's your real name? How dare you? My family built this country, by the way.
It's Mike Schoep.
The three words I would describe you as is aggressive,
yes.
Hostile, and definitely difficult.
And the Bulldog.
Well, I like the sound of your voice.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
How much time today have you spent with the NBA gambling story?
Enough to know some of the really, really ugly sordid details. But I haven't gone long. I read like one of those tweets that's a screen grab that was like, you know, two or three paragraphs that just itemized, cameras under the poker table that could tell you what the cards are face down and cameras on the poker chips and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the mention of the big time mafia, not the Bills mafia, but the mafia.
What else is in the news, Robin?
There was a lot. There's a lot there.
There is a lot there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the rigged poker games and luring people into that scene when you know they're going to lose. I mean, that's just insane. Not that I imagine underground poker is always so, pristine.
On the up and up, right.
But I don't really think of underground poker as that.
Just
any poker is that.
Really makes me wonder, like the coach is the one who's involved in the poker thing, right? That's Chauncey Billups.
Mm-hmm. Portland.
Right. Like where's the juice for him in that? Right. I mean, he's the lure, right? Like come play poker with, NBA, whatever, famous people. Okay. I get that. But being a part of rigging it, like, where's the rush in that for him? I don't get it. Like,
money.
Man, you've made like $100 and some million in your guy. It feels like it's a way larger scale, but it's somewhere conceptually, it feels the same as writing down a 3 on your scorecard when you know you had a 5. Like, what are you doing? you're playing rigged poker games? Why? I don't know. It just sort of blew my mind. I guess anybody could get it. However much money you've made, if you're playing big time poker games, I guess you could lose a lot of money and then be, maybe that's the structure. I don't know. Maybe you got in deep and had to pay back. So we're going to rig these games. You're the draw. You better play along. I don't know, man. Crazy.
The basketball side of it, this has happened before. and it probably will happen again. The fact that these two alleged crimes are connected, maybe punishment here will be so severe that it will deter somebody from the temptation of future player. But man, like, if you, even the commissioner himself, Adam Silver, talked about this recently, like the scary part, paraphrasing, the scary part is the prop bets on guys that don't play very much, where, you know, it's under two rebounds or something, and they just leave the game because they're pretending to be sick, that kind of thing. And so there is talk today about whether there are going to be fewer of those props. And I don't know. We like that stuff. I mean, I don't bet the NBA.
The only single standing bet I make is on a golf tournament, on, you know, some, you know, whatever, your name here, right? Somebody who's a couple shots back on Saturday morning, I will look and like, oh, plus 1,800. Okay, you can make up five shots in 2 days. Yeah, fine. And, you know, that's worked a couple times, but, you know, it often loses. But everything else I do is got, you know, there's this Sabres minus 1.5 plus Tage Thompson plus Rasmus Dahlin plus, you know, I just... So losing that, if that comes of all this, right, if we get to a place where that stuff isn't just limited but maybe even gone altogether, I don't know, man. That's a big hit for me for the appeal of how I like to do it. Like, I just – I mean, it's joking around. Earlier we were talking to Ross about the parlay I hit last Thursday on the Thursday night football game, and how you made an example of how you had a $10 bet to win $17. I'm like, I would rather lose $10 on a five leg parley than win $17. The feeling like I'm going to need to do that how many times in a row to get anywhere? Like, I don't know. I'm gonna lose enough that I'm never going to get anywhere. So I'll just keep throwing. I should mention here, I get paid by FanDuel. So, like, I'm not, like, playing with my mortgage money. You know, I've got some money at my disposal that they, you know, they're paying me monthly to do these ads for them. So, full disclosure, I'm messing with their money mostly. So, or really entirely. So, anyway, just don't want people to think I'm so flippant about it. But I would really miss the props. If the props went away, I don't know. I'd have a hard time. I think the whole thing would really take a big hit. Like, I don't think I'd be doing the ads anymore. You know, I just don't think the whole thing would keep rolling the way it's been rolling.
Really difficult story and massive. It's just like,
yeah,
we'll see what kind of ripple effect, what kind of impact all this has. I mean, those guys are going away if it's true. Chauncey Billups is going away if this is true.
Yeah.
Rozier, 34 people were arrested in this today. Here's Kevin next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, first, Mike, before I get into my that, first, I want to give you some journalistic excellence in the way you talked about Brandon Bean and how, and the receivers and how we talked about that was you walked the fine line there, and it was great. I appreciate you the way you handled that. That was good.
Okay,
so
thanks.
Just kudos to you for that. Okay, next, like, we're in the same place we were last year with the receiver. We all talked about it. I don't think we're gonna get another Amari Cooper with our salary cap. Probably not. I don't think it is. I think Bean will probably have to hold his cards this time and just wish for the best. It's like I spread this last year. I heard conversations about Jordan Poyer when we played him against Miami about how he was finished, and now it's 4:00 in the morning, and now he's the best looking player in the room.
Right.
I'm going, oh my goodness, where are we? But I don't know. I think I was away for the last 2 weeks, and my family all blames the two losses that I wasn't around to do my rituals. And I'm back, so I'm guaranteeing a win this week.
Right.
I'm guaranteeing a win because I have my rituals already.
All right. Well,
do you care to describe them?
Right.
I do. I have Jim Kelly. The Miami game, I hit the Jim Kelly Miami game where he scored the touchdown, the little Jim Kelly action figure. And then I have a Jordan Poyer jersey on a boxing dummy that I kick, and my dog attacks it when I kick it. And I ring a bell. It's like, and then I have my shout song. I do that ritual.
All right.
I didn't do it for the last 2 weeks. I didn't do it, so my family was upset with me, and they said, you can no longer travel.
Wow. I respect their demands on your time, Kevin. It sounds like you let the entire community down.
Sorry. I guarantee a win this week. Right. I'm guaranteeing a win.
Sounds good. All right.
If only it were that easy.
Appreciate that.
I used to think as a kid, not even like a super young kid, like a teenager almost maybe, that I could control whether teams would score on the Sabres by concentrating so hard, mm-hmm. imagining Ted Darling or Rick Jeanneret calling the goal. And if I concentrated super hard on like what that would sound like and sort of preventing that and with mind control from my living room couch or whatever at home. And when the Sabres would give up a goal, I would be like, oh,
I didn't,
that's on me.
I didn't try hard enough.
I didn't try hard. I wasn't focused.
Yeah.
Because that takes a lot of energy.
Sure. Imagining the goal call, picking out which player it's going to be.
Like my body position here, just clenched and sort of just like staring at the radio. Come on. No. I can hear it. It's not going to happen. In retrospect, I don't know if I really had that kind of power.
Yeah. No, you definitely didn't.
Definitely.
No. I'm going to go with definitely didn't. Okay. It's so funny. We've all had, right? I mean, I don't say we all. Maybe some people are more normal than we are. I don't know. But like sitting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In a certain spot, you know, whatever, the lucky spot.
Yes.
I will sometimes, even now still, it doesn't change my behavior, but I think of it. Because often while I'm in the living room watching a Sabres game, or even more prominently a Bills game on Sundays, because I stay home and work from home on Sundays, you know, I've got a few guitars down in the living room, and if I grab, often we'll be playing a guitar while I'm just sitting there watching a game. Just, you know, no song in particular, just fiddling around, trying to get better at switching from G chord to C chord or whatever, right? And if the game is going on and it's going well while I'm playing, I feel like I should keep playing. And
yes.
And if I stop and it starts going awry, like if I put the guitar back on the rack and the opponent scores or there's a turnover, like I will think to myself, I should maybe go get the guitar again. But then I stop myself because I think, this is ridiculous. You're 60 years old. What are you doing? whether you're playing, you know, GarageLand by the Clash right now is not going to have any impact on whether or not the Bills are going to beat, you know, whoever they're playing. But I still do have the thought, because I was learning to play the guitar when Tyler Ennis scored an overtime goal against the Flyers in the playoffs back in 2011. That would have been
11.
Yeah. And like that sort of, like, oh, this is good. So I had the guitar for game 7.
The Sabres' last playoff win.
Yeah.
Was that game.
It didn't come through.
14 years ago.
But I still have the thought. Like, it's still in there that I think I should get the guitar back. I don't know. I can be complicated. It's a weird.
This is the good stuff, though.
This is a weird,
isn't it?
Thing. I don't know. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I feel somewhat embarrassed, but I think it also is probably very relatable because, you know, this guy is kicking a Jordan Poyer doll in the nuts or something. I don't know what he's doing. What is he doing?
He has a tackling dummy with a Poyer jersey. Poor Poyer. He has a Poyer jersey on it, and his dog likes it when he kicks it.
And then the dog goes to town on it.
Yeah. Whatever works.
So, hey, like,
the Bills have never lost a game when he does these things.
What I'm admitting to everyone, I'm you know, yeah, I'm one of you, all right? I still have this sort of notion in my head that something I'm doing is going to matter, so I better keep doing it.
See, I don't have any of this for the Blue Jays. It's not important enough to me.
Right.
I am so excited about the World Series. I'm going on Saturday. I mean, I really want them to win, but if they don't, this is a team where I'm like, okay, it's going to be really fun. I'm sure. I mean, I get chills when I think about being in that stadium for the World Series. I never imagined going to a World Series game, or at least I haven't in many years. And so that's going to happen. Love the city, so try to make a day of it if I can. I don't know about getting back. Getting back could be the toughest ever.
Yeah, that can.
See, that is why I don't do things.
Right.
Because I think of the part of it that I won't like. But instead, oh, I don't want to fly. But, you know, when I get there, I'm going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited about it. I think and maybe everybody has sports teams that fit this, that fill in this slot where you like them and you root for them, especially when they're good. Otherwise, maybe you just ignore them. So bandwagon, I'm raising my hand. That's how I consider myself when it comes to the Blue Jays. When they're 78 and 84, I'm not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But this happens and I'm super into it. And I just think it's very healthy. I don't have to kick tackling dummies or
my
dog.
Sure.
It's just very healthy because I feel like I can't lose. I'm not going to really sweat it.
Mm-hmm.
And
just going to enjoy the
experience. Enjoy it.
Right.
And I'll be into the game. I'll want them to win. But if they don't, I'll go home.
Yeah.
And in a week, it'll be over. And that's it. And it's not something that – it helps that it's not my job, really, the Blue Jays.
That matters a lot.
Like, I can't avoid the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't avoid the Bills. And that's a very different – that's a very intense
– yep.
You know, just sort of built into who I am.
I was talking to my son about this a little bit as he's, you know, just starting out here. I don't know where this will take him. He's, you know, doing the video production on the morning show and has, you know, been on the air and done some hosting and co-hosting and whatever. But at some point watching a Bills game already this year, I said to him, maybe it's the Patriots game. I'm like, how does it feel when you know, like, your morning is impacted by this? Right, like, he's not the host of that show, but he's a part. He's here. He's going to hear the whole thing, and like the mood of your workplace and how your job, where your work day is going to go, is hanging in the balance as the Patriots are driving for this field goal right now. Like, how's that taste? Because I'm used to it, but it's a very different place to live, like with your sports fandom, because it impacts everything. Like, it isn't just, yay, I want them to win. It's, what am I going to say about why they didn't win? And how mad
what am I going to hear?
Right. How mad are people going to be? How many people are going to want to fire the coach? And all this sort of stuff that just sort of, like, again, he's not all the way in there yet, but it's, you know, he's in the early stages of that. You know, if he makes a life doing this or something, I don't know, he's a long ways from doing that right now, but maybe this is what he'd like to do, I think. Like, I would tell you, son, I never wanted that for you. I wanted you to be able to enjoy sports. You know, this coming from someone who drove his kid all around North America so he could, you know, chase the dream of playing goalie. Talk about pressure. But, like, that's different. Like, you're playing. Well, players always say it's easier to play than it is to watch, right? Like, yeah. I'm doing the thing I know how to do. I'm trained to do this, so I'm going to do it. Whereas you're on the outside, it's just like tension factory. So anyway,
everybody really does say that. You know, players.
Yeah.
And then they retire. Maybe their kids are playing. Even just us, you know, playing, watching our kids play sports. I mean, it's been a long time since I really played sports, but I'm very stressed out at those games.
Oh,
just like
an
injury or something else happens. Something comes up. You know, these games are pretty physical.
I almost got to a point last night, late in the game, where I'm just like, I don't want. Don't stop. Please don't show the family anymore. It's 4-2
last night.
Yeah, just like they pull. I'm just like, I don't. You know it. I couldn't look away, but at the same time, I was like, oh, I never at the level, obviously, but like I remember that feeling. I just like, come on, clear it. So tough when your kid's the goalie. Anyway,
I bet.
Yeah,
my daughter's a goalie now in soccer.
Yeah, that's a bigger net.
It's such a big net, and she's not big. Right? She's very small in that big net.
Has she got them gloves?
Oh, she's got the gloves.
Oh, I love the gloves.
Yep. She's good. She just kind of stands there most of the game.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to do. You know?
I'm glad she's got the gloves, though.
She's got the gloves. Good. She gets to wear a different color.
All right.
Right, as the goalie.
Yeah.
Can be a little bit... are there any restrictions on that? I don't even know this, actually, for goalies. You know, they're always wearing a different color.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how that goes.
You don't?
No. Please don't act like you're surprised.
I guess I don't either. Can you just wear anything you want? Speaking of wearing anything you want.
Oh, dear.
Listen to Ross Tucker coming up here and what he decided to wear to the pool today in L.A. He's in Los Angeles for tonight's game between the Chargers and Vikings, which we'll have coming up in time. Ross Tucker with us usually on Tuesdays, but it's Thursday this week. And also, Sal was on with us. If you missed Sal, you can check that out on the Odyssey app. He'll be on with us tomorrow. So too, Sam Paniatovic from Bet Sweats and Theo Greminger for some fantasy advice. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Our chat with Ross next on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.